The sentencing of the former director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission continued today in federal court in Anchorage. Maggie Amawak was director of the commission for 17 years until she was fired in 2007 from the commission, which receives federal funds. She pleaded guilty in May to two counts of theft and misapplication of funds. The focus of the sentencing hearing has been on how much money Amawak stole from the commission. Anchorage Daily News reporter Casey Grove has been following the action in the courtroom. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
How far apart are the prosecution and the defense in their assessments of how much Maggie Amawak stole?
They're a little ways off. The prosecution has kind of totaled everything up to about $420,000, maybe a little bit more than that. And Maggie Amawak's lawyer, Kevin Fitzgerald, has said that it's a little closer to $91,000. I think $91,800 is what he landed on.
Why has it been so difficult to agree on a figure? They're quite a distance from each other.
Well, the government has figured out how much money they think has been missing from these accounts and has said that Maggie took a lot of that money. What Fitzgerald, her lawyer, has said is that some of that actually went towards things the commission would have wanted her to do, paying per diem to commissioners, taking care of expenses, and things that she has claimed are okay, like reimbursing herself for certain things, specifically refrigerator that she bought that she says she gave to the commission. And so there's certain things that maybe aren't very well documented, but that she says have gone to benefit the commission.
As far as the documentation, when the claims are made about reimbursing commission members for per diem and travel, are there receipts or has there been a paper trail for those types of expenses?
In some cases there are. Some of the credit card statements, for instance, she had handwritten on them what the expenses were for. In other cases, like cash that she says she gave to the commissioners or board members, there's some discrepancies there. In interviews with the FBI, a couple of the board members have said they didn't remember getting any cash from her, and so she has claimed that they did, and there really isn't any kind of a paper trail for that.
Well, in addition to the per diem and some of the other things that you discussed, what's another example of something that both sides are disputing?
Well, for instance, the fact that she says that she was an hourly employee, even as the executive director of this commission, while the government says no, she actually would have been a salaried employee, and that kind of goes to overtime that she claimed. If she's a salaried employee, she really couldn't claim overtime, though she did on timesheets. In fact, in some cases, after she got paid, she went back and claimed overtime for a certain time period, which the government says is improper.
When is the hearing expected to wrap up?
Well, because of scheduling issues and because it's taken so long so far, they're actually not going to have a chance to meet again until the 28th of November. So we've got a little ways to go. It sounds like it will wrap up that day, and there should be some closing arguments. I'm sort of talking in trial terms about closing arguments and stuff, but it's oral arguments that are going to be held. They're going to try to figure out exactly what that loss amount is. And then any jail time after that, the judge will have to decide.
Casey Grove is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.